A bus full of Parkland parents spent yesterday in Tallahassee meeting with state lawmakers and testifying in committees about the gun safety package that's quickly advancing. They ended their day with a candlelight vigil on the Capitol steps. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was there.
About 40 Parkland moms and at least one dad and one kid had a grueling day at the Capitol on Tuesday. They waited for hours to speak to committees, struggled to understand last-minute amendments added to bills, and strategized in the hallways between meetings with the governor and members of the legislature.
We came up here because it's important to follow our students' lead. They set this in motion last week.
Shelby Size organized the trip. She lives in Parkland, and when her children are older, they'll attend Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
We wanted to support them and make sure that all of our voices were heard. We feel like they were. We feel like they listened.
The most emotional part of their day came later. The sun was setting as a small crowd gathered in the shadow of the Capitol. Someone passed out candles as Florida A&M University's choir sang. 17 people lined up, including the mother of Scott Beagle, a teacher who died during the shooting. One by one, they read the names of the victims, and State Senator Gary Farmer rang a bell after each one.
Elena Petty.
Then two members of the choir began to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. After, Cy said that was appropriate, given what the parents had seen when they left Parkland for Tallahassee the day before.
Almost anywhere you go in Parkland, you have to drive by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And as we drove through the city, you could see a rainbow coming out of the freshman building.
Someday I'll wish upon a star, and then there will be peace forever.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee.